Rebbe, I hope all is good. Good morning. Today's daf is Sota Daf Tes. After the Mishnah left off, right, we finished yesterday with the Mishnah on Chesam and Beis. It talked about Mida Keneged Mida. So the Gemara kind of jumps off that topic, and we get into the the real media gadatas in the first Masechta, in the first parak of the Masechta. So it says Amar of Yosef Afogav the Mida Batela B'Mida Lo Boto. That even though, as Rashi explains over here, that the midos of mitzos beizdin have been bought, though, there's no more mitzos beizdin, so that still we have mida keneged mida, Kodesh Baruch Hu still judges and gives out punishments based on mida keneged mida. Dam Rav Yosef, v'chein tani Rabbi Chiya, miyom shechari b'sa mikdash, afo b'ishe batla Sanhedrin, arba mitzos lo batla. Even though the Sanhedrin is gone, right, dalet mitzos, the four mitzos of beizdin, skilos reifa herig v'chanek, right, they are not gone. The Gemara says Valbatlu, but what do you mean? They work. No one gets killed by these things anymore. Ella, rather, what it means is din arba misos lo batlu. Right, the din, the halacha, the concept that we just discussed in the Mishnah, mida keneged mida, right, that doesn't disappear. Mishnah is chayav skila. Someone who does something that makes him chayav skila, o nofel menagag, o chayador sasu, right, either falls from a roof or gets trampled by an animal. Mishnah is chayav strefa. Someone who has to be chayav strefa. So o nofel b'daleika, o nachash machisha, right, either he gets rachman al-tzlan killed in a fire, or a snake bites him, right, and the venom, right, the flame, right, the poison is considered to be similar to fire. And that's similar to strafa, right? Strafa, they poured molten hot lead down a person's throat, and that burns them out from the inside. Mishnah is chayav hariga, someone who's chayav hereg, which is chopping head off. Onim salamalchus, olistim boinalev, right? Either gets given over to the king, and the king, uses the guillotine and whatever, chops that off, or gets killed by thieves. Mishnah is chayav chanika, someone who's chayav chanek, strangulation, so otave banar, omeis besur naki, right? Either drowns or rachmal etzlan. He dies by some sort of illness, right, that causes a person to choke. Tanya Melan Nebraisa. Hayah Rebbe Omer Minayin Shebemida Adam Modeid Ba Modeidim Lo. How do you know that there's Mida Keneged Mida? The way a person acts, that's how it literally means the way a person measures him, but it means the way a person measures his own Maisim, so that's a Kosh Baruch Hu, right, acts towards him in kind. Shenemar Zabazik says, B'sasa B'shalcha Terivena. Right, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, gives with the sasa is a measurement, right, that it will send, right, that's what you're going to get back. Ainli ela saw. How do you know that a saw? Saw is a big number, a big amount. Aminayin l'rabo torkov v'chatzi torkov, kav v'chatzi kav, rova v'chatzi rova, tuman v'uchla minayin. How do you know over all these small little mini amounts? Meaning, how do you know that maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu only does mida keneged mida for big stuff, but for little stuff, whatever. How do you know about the little stuff, all the tiny little amounts? The Talmud the Pasuk says, "Ki kol se'on soin birash." Okay, u'minayin shekol pruta pruta mitzarefes l'cheshbon gadol. How do you know that every little thing, little tiny pruta, adds up to a big cheshbon, to a big calculation? Talmud the Pasuk says, "Achas le'achas lemzo cheshbon." Right, 1-1 adds up to an accounting, right, to a big number. V'chein matzino b'sota. Why are we mentioning this here? Because of sota, right? But midah shemadadaba madadu la. Right, in the way that she kind of conducts herself, right? So Kosh Baruch Hu gives back to her. He amdal pesach besa, and that, and this is right, the details of the entire sota process, right, are basically midah keneged midah, how she did it. She stood on the edge of her house and kind of showed herself. Sorry, leira os lo, right, to be seen by him. So therefore, the fichach koin mamida al shar nikanor marek umarek klon al kol. Right, therefore, that she stands by the shar nikanor, and the coin shows her to everybody. He persolos sudorin nain, right, al rosha, she spread like nice cloths on her head. Fichach koin notal kippa kappa kippa, right, me'al rosha. So the coin takes it off, right, as the pasuk says, uncovers her hair, umanicho, and leaves her. Right, and leaves the head covering by her feet. He kished up lo panah. She kind of dressed up her face, right? Put on makeup and stuff. Vichach panah morikos. Therefore, one of the things that the mesota does is that her face kind of comes, kind of becomes not swollen, but it kind of becomes gaunt and kind of ill. He kachal aloi. Now she put on makeup. So therefore, the fichach enea baltos, her eyes bulge out. He kala lo etz sara, right? She kind of kala, she did up her hair nice. The fichach kohen sows her sara, so therefore the kohen unties and unbraids her hair. He haro sa lo be'etzba, she kind of beckoned him with a finger. The fichach tzipornea noshos Therefore, her fingernails fall off. Kind of gross. Right? A lot of this stuff is gross. Right? He chigra lo betzilzel. She wore a belt for him. Ficha kohen may be chevel amitzri. So too, the kohen brings this chevel amitzri, this kind of weird, ugly belt, this cheap belt made out of cheap material. Vekosher lo lamale midadeh. Right? And ties it above where she is, above her breasts, where the clothing is torn. He pashed aloas yerecha. She extended her leg to him. Lefichach yerecha no felas. Therefore, her leg, her yerech falls and kind of, I guess, it swells and kind of, gets affected. He kiblas al kresa. She accepted him on her stomach. Lefichach bitzin stava. So therefore, her stomach explodes. He achilaso madani olam. She kind of fed him. Right, the delicious food, part of the enticement, etc. Fichach korbana maicho behema. Therefore, her korban, part of the sota process, right, brings a korban of seorim, which is maicho behema, which is barley, which is animal food. He ishkasa la yayin meshubach, bakozes meshubach, and she presumably gave him nice wine and nice cups. Fichach koin mashka mayin hamarim b'mekeda shalcheres. Therefore, the koin makes her drink the mesota. Right, with a little cup of a lousy cup of cheres of pottery. He asked the besaser. She did it in secret. Yoshev besaser elyon. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu, right, sits in secret. Right, he, obviously Kosh Baruch Hu. Right, some ba upon him. Right, he looked at her. He paid attention to her. Right, obviously made everything public. Shnamar ve'ayin noif shamra neshev lomar lo tishreni ayin v'chule. Tavar acher, another way to say he asked the besaser. Another way to understand that she did it in Beseser, and Amakom Pirsima Begilui, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed it to everybody. Shenamar Tchasa Sina Ribbim Mason Tegaleh Raso Bekal. Okay, fine. Me'achad in Afkalei, me'achas la'achas, Tinchos Tzoches Bon. Right now, the Gemara just goes back to what we said at the beginning, right? We said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Midi Keneged Midah for everything. So we started with the saw, right, with the big amounts. And then we had said also, right, Bisasa Bishalcha Trivana. So that's what Gemara says, what do you need both of them? Right? So Bisasa Trivana Bishalcha Trivana Lamali. So that pause gives the Kidra of Chinna Bar Papa. The Amar of Chinna Bar Papa, Inna Gosh Barcho Nifra Mina Uma, Ad Shas Shilucha. Gosh Barcho doesn't punish an entire nation until Shas Shilucha, right, the time for it to be sent, meaning what it's done, meaning when it's completely ready to be destroyed, right, Shenemar B'sasa B'shilcha. Eni Zer B'Yishuv, Amar Rava, Shlosha Kozes, Amar Rosh B'Mitzrayim, right, there are three crops by Mitzrayim, the Navi, Rashi over here says that he quotes by the Sar Mashkim, right, he mentioned the word cup three times, right, very often in the Navi, right, they use that cup, cup of tarila or something. They talk about the kosa tarila, right? The cup of bitter waters, like the cup of revenge. So the three cups that Mitzrayim were drinking for the way it treated the Jews. Achas shasa b'moshav, achas shasa b'mei paro nacho, achas shatil lishtosim chavrusea. One of the times of Moshe, obviously, Moshe destroyed them. One of the times of paro nacho, right, paro nacho went through Eretz Yisrael to fight Nebuchadnezzar, and he lost. And then, right, one in the future. So again, so Mitzrayim is not, right, Kosh Baruch is punishing Mitzrayim before it's time for them to get destroyed. V'chitema, and if you'll say, hanach azdu, right, these people are gone. I mean, the original Mitzrayim were actually destroyed by Moshe, and these are different people. Vani Achrinin and him, these are different people. Tanya, the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Min Yamin, right, not Bin Yamin, but Min Yamin, Gera Mitzri Haya. And Min Yamin was a Mitzri Ger. Now, the halacha is that a Mitzri, right, is not allowed to convert on Dor Shlishi. Only the third generation is allowed, he's allowed to convert, but he's not allowed to marry into the Kala Shem. But after, for a third generation Mitzri, right, the first two generations have to marry each other, meaning Ger Mitzri can marry Ger Mitzri. Second generation, the same thing. And finally, the third generation, right, Dor Shlishi, Yovel B'Kol Hashem, that the third generation of the Mitzri can marry into Am Yisrael. So that's Min Yamin Ger Mitzri, Hayel Lichaver B'Talmidi Rabbi Akiva. Apparently, studied by Rabbi Akiva. Omer Min Yamin Ger Mitzri, right? So he says, Ani Mitzri Rishon, I'm a first generation Mitzri. V'Nasasi Mitzri Rishon, I married, a woman who came along with me. Asilivni Mitzri Shenis, my son Shnia, right? My son is also going to marry, right, a Mitzri, a second, meaning the second generation Mitzri Ger or Kioris in this point. Kadeshia Ben Bini, my Mutalavo Bakal. So we see that the third generation is going to be able to convert. But what do we see? We see that these are still the Egyptians. So you can't tell me, right, that the Mitzrim are gone, right? Because we still saw it by the time of Rabbi Akiva, we had original Mitzrim. Ella Iyat Mar Hachim. Rather, no, it meant like this. Rabbi Chaim and Papa. And Akash Baruch Hu Nifra Min HaMelech Adshas Shiluchu. And not from the nations, right? We see that Akash Baruch Hu will punish nations before it's time for them to be completely destroyed, as we see by Mitzrayim. But really, rather, it's by a king. Shneimar B'Sasa Shelchat Rivena. That's really that is only by a king, that Akash Baruch Hu will only fully punish a king when it's time for him, right, to lose all his power. Okay. Amemar Masni Lahadir of Chinam Rebabaha. That he taught this thing we were just talking about 2 seconds ago was from this pasuk. What does it mean that when the pasuk says "Kenei Hashem lo shanisi v'atem bnei Yaakov lo chalisa," that I am ani Hashem lo shanisi. So yeah, that's the pasuk, right? I mean, Hashem hasn't changed, but Yaakov bnei Yaakov, right? I've not destroyed you. Ani Hashem lo shanisi. That's lo ikesi lo mashav shanisi la. Right? I didn't hit a nation or destroy a nation or punish a nation and do it again. I haven't destroyed you, Bnei Israel. But punished the Am Yisrael, but Hashem's arrows though were finished. Right, Hashem's arrows were finished, but not the nation. Not Am Yisrael. Okay. Akash Baruch Hu nifrim in other matches this Mali Saso. Akash Baruch Hu only punishes a person when he's fully ready for full punishment. Rashi says here, he only allows a rasha punishment at the end. In this world, I mean, he gives him schar in this world, so he punishes him in the next world. Shnemar Pasuk says, "B'malos sifko yetzer lo." Darish Rav Chinam Bar Papa, again, Rav Chinam Bar Papa with another drasha. My dichtiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, "Ranenu tzadik pasuk," we say in Halal every day, at least these days. Ranenu tzadikam b'ashem l'arishem navasilah. Altigree Navasila Ella Navetila. What is Navasila? What is good to praise? But Navesila, Nave is a palace of praise. But is that Moshe and David? This is talking about Moshe and David. Shalosh Shalter Sonam B'Maaseihem. The enemies, right, their Sonam, the people who hated them, were not able to control or not able to do anything with their Maisim, with their actions. What actions? Were the things that they built with their hands. The David Dichtiv Tavu Ba'aretz Sharia, by David Amalek, by the gates. Right, so that's the pasuk in Eicha. Right? Rashi quotes that this is talking about the gates of Yerushalayim. They sank into the ground. Right, that the ones that David built were not destroyed, but they just sank into the ground, so the Romans couldn't, or the Babylonians couldn't use them. And Moshe, right, Damar Mar, Mishinevna Mikdash Rishon, Nikna Zohel Moed. Right, when Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, so the Ohel Moed, right, the Mishkan, right, was hidden. Right, Krasov, Brichov, Amudav, Adonav, right, all of them, right, all of that, the things that made up the outside of the Mishkan, right, were hidden. Vehecha, where the Gemara says, where are they? Right, it'd be fun to go look at them. Right, Amar Chista, Amar Avimi, right, Takas Mechila Shalheichal, underneath, right, Harbias, right over there by the Kotel. Right, you dig down deep enough. My son asked me the other day, what's under the Har Bayis? So one of the many things under there, but one of the things is the stuff that made up the Mishkan, right, that Moshe built. Okay, good. Turn our Bible with other rice. Sota, right, she looked at, desired someone that's not shaykh for her. Right, and whatever she wanted wasn't given to her, and what she had, right, obviously was taken away from her. Right, she's from usher to the baal and usher to the baal. Right, she's not allowed to be with her husband, not allowed to be with the guy she cheated with. Shakol hanosin ena b'masha enu shalo. And that's a rule for everything, right? Whenever a person looks and is jealous and tries to get something that's not theirs, so they not only do they not get that, but they lose what they already have. We see by the snake. First example is the snake. How do you know what happened? The snake was supposed to be the smartest, the king of all of the animals. The Akshav, now that he tried to mess things up with Adam and Chava, Orat, whom he called Behema, he called Chayas Asada, and in the end, he was cursed out of all of them. Ani Amarti, Yahalech, Bekoma Zekufa, Hashem originally decreed that the snake should have legs. Akshav, Aguchonele, Yelech, and then after the sin, then he had to crawl on his stomach. Ani Amarti, Machal, Machal Adam, originally the snake was supposed to eat the same as humans, but Akshav, Afar, Yeachel, right, now he has to eat dust. Who Omar Eroges Adam Vesas Chava? That was Chazal talking about that. That was really what the snake wanted. As he wanted to kill Adam, that Chava should give Adam the Eitz Hadas, and then he would die, and then he could marry her, whatever that means. Right, and that's what he wanted. But now, Ivashi's been Chava bin Haisha bin Zara Chava bin Zara. Right now, not only are you not going to marry her, but now you have a war between your children. Right, they will always fight your children and his children and her children. Right, all of those people, without going through all the examples, right, some of them are obvious, some of them less so, but Ayin Sham, right, they wanted to get things that were not theirs, and not only did they not get what they wanted, but they lost everything that they had, right? Haman being the most obvious one, right? Right? All of this is not worth it to me as long as Mordechai bows down to me. So he didn't get Mordechai bow down to him, and obviously he lost everything when he got hanged. Okay. And the Mishnah said she started with the Avera, obviously with her legs and stuff. How do you know? Right? Meaning, how do you know that she gets that punishment first? Problem is, how do you know that the leg is affected first? The pasuk lists it first, but the pasuk also says the opposite, right? That the stomach gets affected first by the punishment of the meisota. So Rabbi says, ki light light chila yerech v'hadar beten light. Right? The curse, meaning the kohen, when the kohen says it over, right? The curse, the statement, all the text talks about the leg first. But my kibbutki, but when the water's checker, right? What's higher up on the body, right? The water goes in through the mouth, hits the stomach first, right? First, it checks the waters themselves, punish the stomach, and then it punishes the legs. Beklala, now we can 1 second, but by the klala, right? Again, the coin is makri, the woman to say over the klala, etc. So the klala also says, let's suppose beten vilapoya reich, right? To mess up the stomach and then the leg, right? So if you tell me that's just what the coin says, so that part seems to imply the coin has to say the stomach first. So who demoted the coin? The beten bereishav other yarech shelo loti laz al mayim amarin. The only reason he says that is because we don't want to be moti laz on the waters, meaning that maybe people will see that the leg is infected first, right? Or maybe people will see that, meaning if the coin says the leg and then the stomach, and people see the stomach first. And so then maybe people will say, "Oh, it's not really working. It's the coin was wrong, etc." Right? We don't want people thinking that it's not actually working. Right? So we make sure to also mention the order in which the waters will affect it. Okay. Now again, once we talk about midah connected midah, ironically enough, right, we at the end of Maseches Nazir, we talked about Shmuel, whether Shmuel was a Nazir. But the obvious Nazir in Tanakh is Shimshon. So ironically enough, we don't have a discussion about Shimshon there. We have a discussion about Shimshon now, as we'll see, because of Midah Keneged Midah. And then we're going to go on a pretty long discussion of the whole Shimshon story. So let's dive in. Says the Mishnah, Shimshon halachachar einav, lefichach naku plishnemis einav. Shimshon went after his eyes. Again, we're going to talk about, just to preface, right, Shimshon was obviously a tremendous tzaddik and a tremendous shofet. The Gemara is going to be it's not going to flatter him too much. But we have to understand, again, what's going on, right, that we have to take it with a grain of salt in the sense that Shimshon was a tremendous tzaddik acting, I'll be what he thought was Ratzon Hashem, and, you know, he had some minor missteps. Within the context of the fact that he was tremendous tzaddik, right, and he thought that this is a couple of things that he was supposed to do, right? He made a couple of mistakes, but still, Kosh Baruch Hu was. It's not going to seem like that from the Gemara, but we just have to keep in mind who we're talking about, right? But these are tzaddikei olam. Okay, Shimshon halachakar enav, right? The fichach neker plishim es enav. Shimshon, right, looked after, used his eyes for his eyes wandered. He went after his eyes, and therefore, right, they pushed him, knock out his eyes. Right, Shneimar ve'ochizel pushed him, ve'nakru his ein over. That's the punishment they did at the end. Avshalom, this guy Bisaro. Avshalom, right, had this beautiful hair, and it was balgaiv about it. The fichach nitla Bisaro. Then, right, then at the end, when he died, right, he was caught in the bush by his hair. The fisha ba aleser pilakshi aviv fichach nitla bo eser lonvios. And because he slept with 10 of David's, not wives, but pilakshim. Right, so therefore he was stabbed 10 times. Shneimar pasuk says, "Vasu v'asara na'arim, anashim na'arim." Okay, whatever. Yeah, if you look at the Bach. No say clay Yoav, right? Get the Yoav's armor, right? That was the Yoav's, what's it called? Yoav's weapons, right? That was Mida Keneged Mida. Ufisha Gun of Shalosh Kenevo, since he stole three things, he stole Lev Aviv, Lev Beis Din, Lev Yisrael. Right? He stole the whole heart of his father, the heart of the Beis Din, the heart of Am Yisrael. Right, Avshalom was very passionate and very convincing. And people, he deceived people in his quest. He wasn't just leading a rebellion. Right, he was able to deceive them. Therefore, he had three spears or three swords, something like that, and stabbed through him. Shenamar vaykachshol sheshvatim bechapo vayitz kaim b'leiv avshalom. Okay, v'chein l'nina tova, and so too mida keneged mida. This has been until now has been some pretty negative, but mida keneged mida is also right for good things. Miriam himtina l'moshe sha'achas shenamar v'tizasava chosomer achok. Right, Miriam waited by Moshe. For I guess literally means an hour. I'm not sure if it was actually an hour, but it means for a short time period by the river to see what would happen. Right, and the firach therefore is akvu lo Yisrael shiva yamin b'amidbar. Right, therefore after Miriam had saras, right, but Yisrael honored her by not traveling, right, and waited for her for 7 days. Shenamar's pasuk says v'hamlo nasa ad heyasef Miriam. Yosef zocha likboris aviv ve'in be'echav gadol mimenu. Yosef was zocha to bury his father, and he was the greatest of all the shvatim. Shenamar v'yal Yosef likboris aviv v'yalu imo gam rechav gam parashim. And mi lano gadol mi Yosef, right? Who was greater than Yosef? This doesn't mean greater, but he got more kavod than Yosef. Who got more kavod than Yosef? No one, because shalonis asik bo ela Moshe, because Moshe was the one, right, who went to to take Yosef's bones out of Mitzrayim. Moshe zocha v'atzmos Yosef. Moshe was zocha to bury, to take Yosef's bones. Vein b'yisrael gadol mimenu, and no one else got more kavod than Moshe, Shnamar Vayikach Moshe Zatzmos Yosef Imo, right? And he was the greatest of Am Yisrael, and me, Gadol Moshe, Shalom Yisrael Bo Elam Akam. What happened to Kosh Baruch, who was the one who buried Moshe Rabbeinu as a reward? Shnamar Vayikbo Sor Bagai, right? That's Hashem buried him in the valley. Lo Al Moshe Bilvad Amru, El Al Kol Tzadikim, and it's not only by Moshe, but all the Tzadikim, right? All the Tzadikim and Kosh Baruch, kind of helps with their Misa and their burial. Shnamar Vayalech Lefanach Tzadkech Kavod Hashem Yasvech. Okay. Tana Rabbi Mulan Rabbi said, Shimshon Be'inav Marad, Shinamar, how did Shimshon rebel, right, with his eyes? Shinamar Pazak says, Vayomer Shimshon El Aviv, Osa Kachli, Kihi Yasha Be'inai. Right? And then for whatever reason, Shimshon decided that he had to get into Plishti society to kind of create these fake reasons in order to attack them. But he wanted, right, to marry this Plishti woman, and who converted. And he wanted to marry this woman, right? And then he said to his father, please let me marry this woman, right? And then they refused, and she married him. Her father married her to someone else, and he had, right? So Shimshon went and killed people because of that. The Fichach Nekru Plishtim is Eino, Shinemar, Vayechazu Plishtim, Vayechazu Eino, right? And therefore, Mida Keneged Mida, since he kind of strayed, he wanted this woman, right? Maybe he was attracted to her a little bit, maybe he had some small inion of personal taiva, even though he was doing it, Lashem Shemayim. Right, so therefore, he was punished with that. Any, is that really true? Is it really true that that's a mistake? One of the averas that an avera that Shimshon did. Vaksev avivi mo lo yadu kima Hashem. Meaning Shimshon's parents didn't know that really that was his plan. Right, it was from Hashem. Right, that really is from Akash Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, yeah, ki azal miha baser yashrusa azal. Right, again, when he went to him, right, when he went to pick her, right? So it wasn't entirely the Shem Shemayim, right? Because he thought was in his eyes, right? He picked a girl based on his eyes, right? And that's what he thought it was appropriate for him to do. Right? Again, she must have converted, etc., right? Ayin Shem. Tani will under the rest. Rebbe Omer Tchilas Kilkul Ba'aza, Lefichach Loka Ba'aza, right? And the beginning of Shem Shem's downfall was in Aza, right? He got messed up by women in Gaza. In Aza, right, and therefore that's where he died. That's where he met his end. Tchilas kikol ba'Aza dechtiv vayilch Shimshon azasa vayarsham isha zona. Again, that's where he started. He saw to marry a woman in Aza. The figure chalak ba'Aza dechtiv vayoridu osa azasa. Well, they took him down to Azer. Like that, at the end, right? That's when Shimshon, right? The famous story where he collapsed the tower, the pillars, etc. I have Aksir Vayir and Shimshon Timnasa. But what do you mean? It wasn't in Azer. It was in Timnasa. Right? That also happened when he went down to marry a Plishti woman, right? In Timnas or Timna. So the Gemara says, yeah, Tchilas Kilkulo Miru Ba'Azer. But the beginning, right? The beginning, as he started, when things started going downhill, that was what led him to Delilah, right, in Hebrew, right, was when he went down to Azer. That's what happened afterwards, right? Tanya was on the right, Rabbi Omer Ilmali, should be Nikra Shma Delila, Ruya Haisa Shetikra Delila. Even if that wasn't her name, she should have been called that, right? Dildala es Koko, Dildala es Libo, Dildala es Maizov. Because she kind of Dildala, she kind of cut off, right, his strength, his heart, and his actions. Dildala's Koko, she took off his strength. Dichtiv, Vayasar Koko Me'alav. Frank Pazik says, she took away his strength. Dildala's Libo, Dichtiv, Vatera Delila, Ki Higid La Esko Liba. Right, Delila saw that again. He spilled his guts right to her, to Delila, when she was able to, you know, pull that the secrets out of him. Dildala's Maisav, the Stalik Shechino Mimei, right, because, and we know that the Shechino left him, right, when he cut his hair. Dichtiv, Hu Lo Yadaki Hashem Sar Me'alav. Right, he said he wanted to fight the Plishtim. He didn't know that Hashem wasn't with him, right, and he was subdued and he was captured. Okay. Vatera Delila ki Gila is called Libo. Again, just going back to that, how did Delila know that finally Shimshon told her his secret? How did she know? So Amar Rav Chanan Amarav, Nikarin Divri Emes, either that you could tell, right? You can tell the truth, right, when it comes out. Or Abai, Amar Abai says that no, Yada Boba Osa Tzadik Vodolomabi Shim Shamayim Levatala. Apparently he wasn't going to say Shim Shamayim Levatala, right? He was a big tzadik, or he wouldn't use Hashem's name in vain. And came to Amar Nozer Elokim Ani, right, when he said Amar Nozer Hashem, so then Amar Hashtavadi Krishna Amar Ko Amar, right, she said, oh, that must be the truth. Vahiki Tikalo Bidvareha, right, Kola Yemem Vatelzelna, and she bothered him every single day, bothered him, please tell me your secret. My Vatelitzna, what does that mean? Amar Bitzkak Debe Rami Ami, Rabbi Ami, right, that she would torment him and bother him and frustrate him, not only with words but also towards the end of Bia, right? She would remove herself from the picture, right towards the end, and that would obviously make him very uncomfortable. That's a pasuk that was talking about Shimshon's mother. My kol tamei, why shouldn't she have anything that was tummy? The pasha says she wasn't eating tummy food until now. Right, again, not tummy, meaning she wasn't eating shkatz of her masum. She wasn't eating pig. So Rabbi Ami, Dvar Marasur bin Nazir. That's talking about things that a Nazir can't have. Right, because again, Tameim, right? Tameim in terms of not for everybody, but in terms of what Shimshon was going to be, it was going to be a nazir. Okay, a little bit further. Vayivaka Elokim es hamachtesh asher balachi. That was one of the nisim that Hashem did for Shimshon, that water came from the jaw of the donkey. I think it was a donkey. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Dever Miami, who Iva Ladavar Tamei Lefichach Nitlu Chaya Bedavar Tamei. That since Shimshon wanted something that was Tamei, meaning that this one of these women, one of these Plishti women, so his life was hanging based on something Tamei, meaning this the water coming out of the donkey. Donkey's an animal, Tamei. Well, so Kosh Baruch Hu kind of, right, he needed Hashem to save him through the Tamei animal, through the water from the Tamei animal. Okay, a little bit more just to the end here, but end of the daf anyway. Right, this continues until tomorrow. All right, Vatechel Ruach Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Chalsu Nevosu Shel Yaakov Avinu. Right, the nevuah of Yaakov was chal. Right, was happened. Dechtev Ahi Dan Nachash Aliderech. Right, that's a reference to Shimshon. The famo of Machane Dan, and again, the bell was ringing in the camp of Dan. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Debei Rabbi Ami, Malami Shaisa Shchina Mitkash Keshes Lefan of Gazuk. Right, the Shchina was ringing like a bell. Ksivacha Lefamo of Machane Dan, Ksivacha Pamo Vrimon. Right, just like again, that's where the Kosh Baruch, rather the coin Godel had a Pamo of Rimon on his on his shirt, on his me'il, right? So too, right? The Shechina was quote unquote ringing with Shimshon, right? Just like the Kohen Gadol had the bells ringing. Bein Sarah Bein Eshta'ol, right? Between those two places, Eshta'ol nowadays, right, has big IKEA, perhaps most famously. Amar Rabbi Ami, right? Sarah Veshta'ol Shnei Harim Gedolim Hayu Ve'Akron Shimshon Ve'Tachon Zevazeh, right? Eshta'ol nowadays is not a mountain, right? It's a valley. It's a flat land. So Rabbi Asi says that Shimshon, one of the things Shimshon did was he took these two mountains, right, Zara and Eshta'ol, right, and he uprooted them, right, and ground them together, right, to make a flat land. Okay, we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great Yom Tif, or I guess a great Moed, and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.